But we could see that they were still making an effort. And you'd be surprised to see how people are willing to work with you. But
Especially
they
now.
cannot do it if we do not open our mouths and say something to them to that effect. When we leave them to be guessers and mind readers, they don't know what's going on. I mean, we're so open to talking when we want something. We would charm the pants off of, well, sorry, we would charm something off of something or something out of something. Oh.
Anything.
I
Right? Something.
was born with legs to dominate, I could sell ice to Eskimo.
Exactly.
Then it turns the other way now. These people that we're supposed to be talking to, we don't. So I wish that we would really work on that, and let persons know what is going on with your situation. See how they can assist you. There might be something there that they're willing to do. So as I said, instead of just giving up your insurance, something that you would have been paying for years, you do not know. And that's the whole thing about insurance. We don't know when we're going to need it, but it's better to have it
That's true.
than have it and not use it, than to
Right?
want it and
And
not
not
have
it.
it.
That's right. That's right. And I'm glad that you're bringing this up because I'm thinking also of the fact that there are more persons without a job, still people who have not worked since last March, a year. And it's one thing, I heard this recently. I saw this recently and it has stuck with me. Average people speak about the mountain. Successful people speak to the mountain.
The
And I mean that is scriptural, but I'm just talking about the fact that it's one thing to just talk about it, but if you sit down and write out, for instance, all the things that you owe, whatever it is that you have to pay out, instead of just sitting down thinking about it, and that affects your mental health, by the way.
mountain, yes.
Instead of just sitting down thinking about it and not getting anything done about it, the best thing is to write them down. Say, okay, I have my car insurance, my mortgage, or my rent, and you write it down and you say, okay, where can I be flexible? Where can I not be flexible? And you make some decisions, some hard decisions. No matter who you are in life, it could be from the upper to the lower echelons of society. Everybody's feeling it in some way, somehow.
It is a
And
challenge.
so, and these institutions, they want for you to have a conversation with them. So the best thing to do is to just bite the bullet and have the conversation. And you know what? Sometimes when we have the conversation, we realize, well, that wasn't so bad. They
Is
were so
true.
warm, they wanted to hear from me.
It is true.
Yeah, and they say, okay, well, you know what? Let's write. You don't know who can write off your bill for you at some
It
point.
is
You might
a fact.
have a favor,
It
right?
is a fact.
Yes, but you won't know until you ask a question. And it's just so important to just do that for your own mental health and to relieve some stress. And to just get the things checked off, and over time you'll be surprised. Oh,
And when all else seems to
wow.
fail, I'm going to borrow a quote that I heard from a favorite author of mine. Instead of putting your slippers that you can get them directly when you get up, push them a little under the bed. So
Hey.
that means you have to go on your knees to reach them. And while you're down there on your knees, remember, there's somebody who's higher, there's somebody who knows all, who sees all, and you need to have faith. Sometimes we want things to happen in our own time, and it doesn't work like that.
That's
Sometimes
right.
I think, I can't remember which author it was, but it says sometimes we need to be broken in order to be uplifted, to recognize that there is someone there who can restore us and
That's
give
right.
us 10 times what we would have had before. But again, and it goes back again to say, seek and ye shall find.
Absolutely.
Ask and it shall be given unto you. So when you do an ask, there, so see a warning in art, can I have 100?
Well, you never know until you Right, you never know. Right,
Somebody might not get it from him, but somebody might know that I want it. I heard you pleading.
That's
You
right.
don't know where your blessing is going to come from. That's all I'm basically trying to say.
Yes, very true. Yes, a word for a Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord.
I told you this is the Holy Week.
That's right. Oh, my, I'm telling you. So, yes, it's just important to be able, we're talking about insurance, and it's just too important to reach out to your insurance agency. Mm-hmm. And listen, this, you're talking about home insurance or commercial insurance, and the same thing will go to for life insurance and health insurance.
Yes.
You know, whatever, yes. Whatever.
Especially health, as Warren said.
Yes, especially these days. That's correct. That's correct. So you're talking about the commercial insurance as well.
Mm-hmm.
How important it is for businesses to understand the need to have a look at their insurance and ensure it's up to date.
Mm-hmm. So basically, all of that was for the commercial. All of that would have been for the commercial side of it. But then we also have individuals now. When I say commercial, whether it be the sole proprietor, it's just him. Whether it be you and a partnership with somebody else, whether it's the limited liability company, whatever. Right. Every one of you, you need to look at your insurance. Yes? Now, everything now in terms of residential and homeowners, you fall under the same bracket. All these things that can happen to them can also happen to you. And one of the things that I would say why they may be in a better state than you are is that because we have something called the Shaw's Act, which also helps to protect them, the safety and health at work legislation, which guides them. They have to put certain things in place to ensure that you as a visitor to their compound, as the worker, that you are protected. Now, when you're at home, what act guides you? There's none. The only act that guides you is your what? Your conscience?
Conscience.
Yeah. The conscience, the internet. Those are the factors for you. And what we have not really talked about and what we don't really push is a service that we also offer at the Barbados Fire Service, where there's this residential program. If you don't think that everything is up to scratch or up to grade at home, or you need, even it doesn't even have to be that, you just need guidance, you need direction. Is where am I supposed to go? Is am I doing the right thing? You can call us, we can come in, we can do a consultation with you. And we know that there are some persons out there who have the home insurance. You may have home insurance, you have an extinguisher, but when last did you get that extinguisher checked? You've had it for the last 10 years. You will say to me, I've never done anything with it, I've never used it. But surprise, if something happens now, you're frying water. Yeah, we just say we're frying water. And there's a fire. Then what? You go to reach for that and nothing happens because you have not educated yourself beyond that. Now, you can get together and decide to do it as a neighborhood watch. We can talk to you. You can do it. You can decide to do it on your own. But again, reach out, ask questions. You don't know what the fire service can do. You don't know what we're capable of doing for you. Mm. And again, it's about protecting you. So if we can reduce the number of house fires that we have yearly, annually, I mean, that is one of our biggest goals as it stands right now, knowing that at the end of the day that, you know what, we would like to see a year come where you don't have a single residential fire, home fire. I think that, I would probably do backflips from St. Lucie down to Christchurch.
Oh boy, I tell you. That'll be sweet though. A whole year with the house fire, that'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. But persons need to be more cautious. Persons need to be more aware. Sometimes you would say, well, yes, but everything is a cost. Everything is, at the end of the day, the vehicles that we drive, they still need fuel. So, yes, it is a small fee that you're paying compared to if you had to get somebody else in the private sector to give you that same very service. Trust me when I said our service, it's affordable. So make use of it. Ask questions. Utilize the officers. You may have an officer who's a friend of yours, a buddy of yours. Yeah, big man, I got two beers. Come here and tell me what's going on.
Ask a question.
Ask a question. You might get bribed. Two beers.
Oh, my. Well, we just have maybe like about 4 minutes left. Okay. But I know you wanted to mention something about inspections as well and the need for inspections. You are still doing inspections. How is that going now? What's the procedure? Officer Wharton?
Yes, please. Again, as Soberg said last week, Fire Officer Soberg, just go on the website, you look, and you go to fire prevention. Are you going fire prevention? You should see all the online forms, the burn permit form, the fire inspection form. Click on the fire inspection form, and you just fill it out and hit submit, and you will get back an email afterwards.
All right. So what's the website?
www.fireservice.gov.bb.
Fireservice.gov.bb, and you check for inspections and follow it from there.
Yes, please.
All right. Of course, there's a cost for inspections too, depending on the square footage and so on. Yes?
Very much so. One of the things is when you go on that site, that inspection tabs, it has two features. Now, if you just hover, if you just let the mouse rest over it without clicking, you would see the things that we look for during an inspection. It gives you an inspection guide. And then there's also the fee schedule, what you're now asking about. So it shows you for the facility that you're dealing with, if you're going to be paying per square foot, if you're going to be paying a flat fee, like as with the nurseries and the daycare facilities. And when you actually click on the inspection tab itself, that is when you then see the form and you're able to fill out the form. So it's not a case that you have to fill out the form, print it, and then bring it to the fire service. Once you hit submit, that form automatically comes to us. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible and not letting the cat out of the bag. There are some other things that we're working on that should be on stream when I tell you pretty soon. Hopefully before the end of this month. And I'm just saying the end of this month, but I'm hoping that it would be a lot faster than that. This is in terms of the payments, making your payments online. So instead of having to trek down the road, now you have that additional facility that you can do. So we're working with you. We're trying, in keeping ourselves safe, we're also thinking of ways of how we can keep you, the public, safe. So that's where we're trying to get as many as the forms that we would normally use that you would have to come here to sign or to fill out to get them online where you can do all of that. But we know sometimes, yes, having the form and then person still having to come down to the office to make payments, that was a problem. So we're working with two systems. There's the Easy Pay system, and then there's also the post office. So if you can't get to one, you get to the other. And Easy Pay should be as simple as using your mobile device, computer, whatever. As that comes online, I'll talk about it more, but this was just a sneak peek.
Oh, it's good. It's the trailer for the movie.
Exactly.
That's good. That, you know, these are always welcome, and especially in this day and age where people want to be able to pay from the comfort of their homes,
yeah,
and offices or whatever the case may be, from their cell phones, the smartphones, whatever. And so the Barbados Fire Service is really going out to be able to enable people to do that. And as you said, to keep yourself safe as well as those people safe. And you know what? This will then also enable those who are overseas to be able to do this.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, definitely.
That is one headache gone. You know, a daughter can pay for her mother's inspection or, you know,
inspection, correct. Yeah.
That's good.
We're putting the love of family out there in our online thinking.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, speaking of family, there's somebody that you wanted to hail, to say hello to.
Yes. And I know she's not expecting this, But let me say a blessed God.
Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday to you, Miss Judith Noel of Britain's New Road. Thanks for being an avid listener of the show. I'm not going to allow you to know who is the person who let out the secret, but I hope that you're having an awesome Sunday. Belly probably full at this point in time. Not sure what you had for lunch, but don't laugh it out because I can hear you laughing at this point in time too. So, yeah. Judith, we wish you well from the Barbados Choir Service, from us here at the 311 Radio Show, Krista J., Farfsa Wharton and myself. So continue to have yourself a blessed Easter.
Bless you, Judith Noel in Britain's Field. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, listener, for tuning into the Barbados Fire Service. Remember, you can log on to VOB929.com if you miss any of today's edition or any of the other editions. All our episodes are there. I want to say thank you to Fire and Life Safety Officer Andrea Wharton.
Yes, please.
And to Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Thank you. And thanks to each and every one of you for listening and continue to enjoy your Easter.
Yes, yes. And I wish you a safe day tomorrow. Remember, between 3 to 6 and 6 to 9 for parks and beaches. And please be safe. All right. I'm Krista J. Paul. God bless you. And remember,
fire prevention is our intention.
Protecting life and property.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.